Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 13th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. DoorDash filed its IPO prospectus with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as it prepares to go public on the New York Stock Exchange. The company reported it earned $1.9 billion in revenue in 2020 through September 30th, up from $587 million in the same period last year. Net losses for 2020 narrowed to $149 million compared to $533 million in the same period last year. DoorDash states it has 1 million delivery workers, 18 million customers, with 5 million subscribers to its DashPass service. The company warned that it may not be able to sustain the growth it's seen during the pandemic. Austria's Supreme Court dismissed an appeal by Facebook, ruling that the company must remove references to defamatory comments made about a local politician worldwide. The case dates back to 2016, where Green Party politician Eva Glaueschnig successfully sued to have the comments removed after Facebook refused to take them down. She eventually took the case to the EU's Court of Justice to have the comment takedowns be global across Facebook's platform. The court ruled in 2019 that platforms can be instructed to hunt for and remove illegal speech worldwide. The Austrian court ruled that EU countries and civil suits can require online platforms to monitor for specific cases where speech has been ruled illegal in order to prevent it from being reproduced and shared with other users in the future. The first benchmarks for Macs running Apple's new M1 chip are showing up on Geekbench. The MacBook Air recorded a single-core score of 1,687 and a multi-core score of 7,433. That single-core performance outranks any other available Mac, and the multi-core score beats all 2019 16-inch MacBook Pro models. The benchmarks for the 13-inch M1 MacBook Pro show a single-core score of 1,714 and a multi-core score of 6,802. The Mac Mini showed up with a 1,682 single-core score and a 7,097 multi-core score. A new investor note by analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that the next-generation iPhone could use smaller batteries thanks to a new technology called softboard batteries. These batteries use fewer layers than existing ones, allowing for either thinner batteries with the same capacity or more capacity in the same footprint. Disney reported its Disney Plus streaming service hit 737.7 million subscribers as of the end of September, up 28% on the quarter. Disney Plus Hotstar subscribers in India made up just over 25% of all Disney Plus users. The company said across Disney+, Hulu, and ESPN+, the company now has over 120 million subscribers. Canalys reports that worldwide PC shipments grew 23% in the year to 124.5 million units shipped. Chromebooks were the fastest growing segment, up 122% in the year. Tablets, including detachable and standalone slate types, were up 40%. Lenovo continued to lead shipments with 23.4 million units, up 11.6% in the year. Apple jumped to number 2 on strong 40.9% growth, with 22 million units shipped. HP fell to number 3, with Dell and Samsung rounding out the top 5. NPD Group reports that Nintendo sold over 735,000 Switch consoles in the U.S. in October. This is the second highest October sales of any video game console, behind the Wii's October 2008 sales of 807,000 units. NPD also reports that Nintendo has sold 22.5 million units in the US for the life of the console, with Nintendo's latest earnings showing 68.3 million Switch consoles sold worldwide. This has been the 23rd consecutive month the Switch has been the top-selling console. Nintendo released the Game & Watch Super Mario Bros., a handheld that takes its inspiration from the classic Game & Watch, Nintendo's first portable electronic game system, originally released in 1980. As the name suggests, this Game & Watch will let users play the original Super Mario Bros. Game, as well as the lost levels and an updated version of Ball from the classic Game & Watch. It also features a clock and charges over USB-C. The handheld is available today for $49.99. Facebook rolled out Vanish Mode across Messenger and Instagram in the US, originally announced as part of a larger Facebook redesign back in September. When activated, the content of messages will disappear once viewed by another party and the chat window is closed. All participants in a conversation will have to opt into Vanish Mode before it becomes active in a conversation, and the feature is not available in group chats. And finally, Instagram head Adam Mosseri confirmed that the company plans to eventually put ads in its Reels product. He said the company hasn't yet built ads into Reels because it's still working on the format to make sure ads are engaging to consumers and creators. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.